Welcome to the Make Me a Marketer Show with your host, Landon Pobrin. If you're making one of these five mistakes that I'm about to walk through inside of your sales funnel, you're not only risking hurting your business, the growth of your business, losing money, but also actually damaging your relationship with your customers. I'm Landon Pobrin. I've been in marketing for over a decade, almost two. I've built five or six courses myself. I've launched multiple coaching programs, managed over $5 million in ad spend, and built hundreds of funnels. And today I'm going to talk about five of the common mistakes I see online businesses, coaches, and course creators making in their funnels. So without further ado, let's dive right in. Mistake number one is when your opt-in rate is below 20%. Now, this is something that I see with a lot of the people that I've consulted with and the funnels that I've audited. They're running into issues, but the issue is that their opt-in rate is below 20%. Now, this is typically going to occur on a lead generation funnel where you're getting somebody to enter in their name and their email address in exchange for something, or it could be step one inside of something like a Tripwire funnel. Now, when it comes to our opt-in rate below 20%, the goal is to get that between 20 and 40%. Ideally, I would love to see that between 40 and 60% in order to be in that upper echelon of what we're seeing from a conversion rate. The higher the conversion rate, the better and more effective our funnel is going to be. If our opt-in rate is below 20%, this is indicating to us that our offer and what we're articulating and exchanging for their email address is not desirable enough. They're coming to this page and they read our headline and they don't want what we're offering. Now, this change that we need to articulate why this is something that they need. We need to articulate the benefits of this through our headline. I've seen changes in as much as 50% increase in conversion rate with changing nothing but the headline. And in many cases, all we need is a strong headline and an opt-in form and potentially an image. We can get away with very simple opt-in pages when we have something that people really want. So what I really want you to focus on is trying to increase from below 20 at a minimum to 20 to 40% for your opt-in rate. Focus on looking at and analyzing your headline, making sure there isn't a disconnect with where they're coming from as well. So let's say that they're clicking on an ad and they get to the landing page and the messaging doesn't have any continuity from where they were coming. That could be causing an issue as well. Focus, get between 20 and 40 into 40 to 60% for your opt-in rate. Mistake number two is that your download or your freebie or your lead magnet is not actually valuable. Now, I'd hate to be the bearer of bad news and say something that you might not want to hear, but very often what we're delivering to people isn't actually great. And I've seen this, and typically what happens is businesses are trying to create something to use for their ads, to use as a lead generation tool, but their focus is on creating something that is fast, easy, and convenient for their business. When in reality, we should be focusing on something that is high value for the customer or for that prospective customer. We need to think of what are they going to find valuable? What is extremely desirable to that person? What is going to solve a big and present pain or problem for that person? Because we need to know that this is the entry point of them coming into our world. If we're putting out ads or using social media content to provide this to people, this is that first taste of working with us. We need to have high value. So focus high value, solve a big or present pain. Focus on making it very easily consumable as well. You don't want to give somebody a 200-page ebook because they're never going to go through it. And if they don't consume it, they're not going to derive any value from it either. And it's also very important that your lead magnet is a nice and sequential bridge into your next offer. We don't want to just get people onto our email list and never do anything again. If we think of a Tripwire funnel, the goal is to get them to opt into something and then to get them to make a purchase or to upgrade into something else. there's always going to be a back-end offer or a core offer, a sale that we're going to have positioned after they opt in for that. It's not always that next step, like in a tripwire funnel, but it might come in through email. It might come in 60 days, but we want to make sure that there is some continuity between what they opt in for and what we're trying to sell them next. And a good example of this, if we try and go very simple and think of the fitness industry, we could have something that is, you know, maybe they're downloading a, you know, a get toned for summer workout program. And then the next thing that you're going to sell them is something like a nutrition plan to help them shed that weight and support that toned body. That's great. It's sequential. It solves another problem for them after they're working. It is working towards the same goal that that initial problem is solving as well. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to create something that there is a disconnect. And that might be something like getting them a workout program that's helping them get toned and lose weight for summer, and then for trying to sell them into a nutrition program to bulk up and build muscle. Now, those contradict one another. They aren't in support of one another. So we want to make sure that our lead magnet is in support and in has a nice and sequential bridge into what we're trying to sell them afterwards. Mistake number three that I see over and over again with businesses that I work with and businesses that I consult with is there is either no email follow-up or the email follow-up is really, really bad. Now, what this means is that if you have no email follow-up, that you're missing out on extremely vital opportunities to build a relationship with your lead that has come in. And if your email follow-up is bad, it's just likely going to get people to unsubscribe from your list. And it is not doing you any justice, any good. It's not pulling them closer towards you and could actually be pushing them away from you, which is the last thing that we want to do once they opt into us. Some of the common things that I see is just delivering them and then just trying to sell them. Hey, you downloaded this, now purchase this. We're just sales emails over and over again, or we're just simply sending them testimonial videos. I see this in the high ticket space as well, where somebody opts in to book a call or download something or opts in for a webinar. And then we just send them every single week or three times a week. It's just a testimonial or a case study, a testimonial or a case study. And what we need to start to transition in is go in, what is the opportunity for the reason that they're on our list? We need to understand that most people aren't going to make a buying decision inside of the first 90 days of them being inside of our sphere of influence. That's a statistic by the marketer Dean Jackson. So knowing this, we want to use our email as a potential way to build trust, establish authority, build a relationship, nurture that intimacy. That's what we can do with the email marketing. And that doesn't happen by having a non-existent email marketing strategy. And that also doesn't happen by just simply trying to sell them or only sending them social proof. What's in it for them? That's an acronym that we need to really, really keep in mind anytime we're doing marketing activities. People are inherently selfish and they're only going to pay attention if there's something in it for them. And when we're trying to sell and we're just pushing case studies, that isn't inherently delivering them any value. It's not solving any problem for them. And to be frank, if you're in a market that is starting to get a little saturated, like marketing or fitness, you're not the only person or the only option that people have to make. So if they see that you're just trying to be, you know, I hate to say it, but a little bit more selfish with your marketing, they might just go on to the next person and purchase from them. Mistake number four I see all the time is people trying to solve problems with paid traffic. Now, I want to get this out of the way. Paid traffic is an amplifier. It will amplify what is already going on. If you have a beautiful business, a great product, a high converting funnel, it is going to amplify that and help you grow your business. If you have a poor product, a bad offer, a low converting funnel, it is only going to amplify that and cost you money. When we have an issue with our conversion rate, an issue with our opt-in rate, an issue with people purchasing or the value that they're getting or the delivery on the back end, we cannot fix that with paid advertising. If people aren't taking the steps that we want them to, driving more traffic into it isn't going to work. And as an online business, it's incredibly important to understand that an agency, a paid media agency, somebody that is driving traffic is focused on the clicking of the buttons inside of Facebook or Google or TikTok or whatever platform it might be. But the problem that you might be experiencing may be something to do with your offer or with your funnel or with your messaging and positioning. And that is a different skill set entirely. Now, the agency that you're working with might be able to solve that problem, but we need to understand that we cannot solve offer issues and messaging and positioning issues or fulfillment issues with more traffic. So we need to avoid trying to hire agencies or hire media buyers to solve those problems. And we must understand and educate ourselves that if those problems are there, they might not be aware of them, and they might just simply be trying to create new images, adjust your targeting, adjust the ad copy, and that rarely is going to fix the issue. The issue is typically more deep-rooted, more foundational, and when we can address that deep-rooted issue, it actually makes the job of the media buying extremely simple. When we have an offer that is highly desirable, positioned well, solves a big problem, and people want it, we can get people to opt in very easily. And the fifth mistake I see people making is having only a singular offer. Now, this one is going to have a little bit of nuance and context depending on the age and the size of your business. If your business is newer, younger, making less than six figures, having a single focus and a single offer can be very great. But as you start to grow beyond six figures, you start to be a little bit more of a mature business, you're trying to scale through paid advertising, we're likely not going to be able to do that from trying to just cash flow a single product. I've seen businesses taking a $97 course, trying to sell that to cold traffic to cash flow their entire business. And even if it's profitable, it would need to be so extremely profitable in order for that to work. Typically, having only one single product is going to be beneficial if it is an extremely high-priced product. But what we can do is understand that our front end of our business doesn't have the goal of actually making money. That goal is to acquire a lead or to confirm and acquire and qualify a buyer. The profit is made on the back end. The profit is made through higher average order value, increased lifetime value of a client, the additional purchases that they're going to make with us in the future. That's why we can acquire buyers for $97, even if it costs us $200, because we know all of the products that we have in our pipeline after the fact. And that's why it's extremely important to understand how we're utilizing a front end to build our business and how important it is to have a suite of products and an established customer journey so that you can meet your prospect where they're at, take them through that journey, and not only improve the value that you're providing them, but improve the level of growth potential that you have for your business as well. All right, so there you have it. Those are five mistakes that I have seen through managing hundreds of funnels, working with dozens of clients in this industry through 6, 7, 8, and 9-figure businesses. And just a quick recap of those, we've got having a low opt-in rate below 20%, having a freebie or a lead magnet that is just simply not actually valuable to the market, no email follow-up or really, really bad email follow-up, trying to fix underlying offer and messaging problems inside your business through paid traffic, and trying to cash flow your business just on one low ticket product to cold traffic. When you can correct these problems and improve your processes, improve your sales funnel, it is the key to having a wildly profitable business. And it is amazing when you can nail all of these things: high converting opt-ins, a proper customer journey, high lifetime value of a client. The potential for your business is almost endless. So if you would like any help, if you would like an audit of your funnel, an audit of your processes to try and see which problems you might be suffering from and how your business can specifically fix those, head on over to my website, landonp.com, fill out the inquiry form, and I would be happy to have a conversation with you. You'll see a link in the show notes for that. But thank you so much, and be sure to follow and subscribe to the channel. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Make Me a Marketer podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful or at least entertaining. If you liked what you heard, please consider subscribing to the show and leaving a review. Your support helps keep the episodes coming and ensures that we're able to continue providing valuable content for coaches and course creators just like you. And please don't be shy about sharing the episode with your friends. The more, the merrier. Again, thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, happy marketing.